tell me again about the first time the two of you played chess in the park. Jameson's face was candlelit, but even in the scant light, I could see the gleam in his dark green eyes. There was nothing, and no one, that set Jameson Hawthorne's blood pumping like a mystery.
It was right after my mother's funeral, I said. A few days, maybe a week.
The two of us were in the tunnels beneath Hawthorne House, alone where no one else could hear us. It had been less than a month since I first stepped into the palatial Texas mansion, and a week since we'd solved the mystery of why I'd been brought here. If we'd truly solved the mystery.
My mom and I used to go for walks in the park.
I shut my eyes so I could concentrate on the facts and not the intensity with which Jameson locked onto my every word.
She called it the strolling aimlessly game.
I steeled myself against the memory, letting my eyelids open.
A few days after her funeral, I went to the park without her for the first time.
When I got near the pond, I saw the crowd gathered.
A man was lying on the sidewalk, eyes closed, covered in tattered blankets.
Homeless. Jameson had heard all of this before, but his laser focus on me never wavered.
People thought he was dead or passed out drunk. Then he sat up. I saw the police officer making his way through the crowd.
But you got to the man first, Jameson had finished, his eyes on mine, his lips crooking upward. And you asked him to play chess.
I hadn't expected Henry to take me up on the offer, let alone win. We played every week after that, I said. Sometimes twice a week, three times. He never told me more than his name.
His name wasn't really Henry. He lied. And that was why I was in the tunnels with Jameson Hawthorne. That was why he had started looking at me like I was a mystery again. A puzzle that he, and only he, could solve.